Welcome to an update on some great things to do this festival. Looking at Brighton Fringe, I arrived on the scene right out of the train station and dived straight in. You couldn't help. There was a children's procession with all the young ones painted as flowers, carrying flags with masks and lots of drums banging. The festival literally came to me. Walking a little bit further towards the sea, which you can't resist in Brighton, lots of buskers on the seafront singing rock ballads and some performance art on the beach with people reading their poetry. So again, Brighton Fringe is a month long. It started 4th of May on the Star Wars Day and ends the 3rd of June. And it is one of these festivals that literally just takes over the city. And in true Fringe form, it's got all sorts of comedy, dance, physical theatre, classical theatre, and also stand-up is huge there too. It being so close to London, it does attract some brilliant names. I would say Brighton is particularly strong on cabaret acts. But looking at dance and physical theatre, some of the shows that stuck out, feeling like a bit of surrealness, Blackpool, Milla Virtanen and Jaakko Toivonen from Finland and New Zealand, gives you a journey to the tough world of ballroom dancing and shows the rugged everyday life found behind the glamour. The performance smells like self-tanning lotion and rafts like a suede sole shoe brush. So if you want to see some old wounds reopened and shared and uncensored, which I love about this Fringe, it's absolutely, totally all comers welcome. It lasts an hour. It's £10.50, starts at 9:30. It's on the 23rd of May to the 25th of May, and that's the Old Market on Upper Market Street. Comedy in Brighton gets a real strong boost with all the performers that are very resident at Comedia and all the different Brighton venues year round. So how about a comedy show for people who think an hour is far too long to watch anyone just talk? And this is Wingrid, her real name Ingrid. Some great reviews there. And she is at the Comedia Studio. It's a great venue right in the centre of Brighton on Gardiner Street. And she's performing for just 1 hour during the Fringe. So amongst all the different stand-ups, also children get a real great look in to the Fringe. There's lots of venues for them to take part in activities, creating their own art. But if you are a fan of comedy, then don't forget the Comedy Club for Kids. And that too is at the Comedia main space. And that lets the kids sort of enjoy the joys of stand-up without the rude bits. And Christopher's Caterpillars is there with Topsy Turvy Theatre. Some of the names really just help you just dive in. And the Elves and the Shoemaker on to the 1st and the 2nd of June. That's at the Warren, a really wonderful venue that's grown from very small spaces to a network of lots of bigger spaces. So the Elves and the Shoemaker, with little green fingers and little green toes, pointy ears and a sharp pointed nose, the house elves awaken and look around with glee. What they will make or decorate, we will have to wait and see. So join them for this delightful retelling of this well-loved classic. And don't forget, you can pick up your Fringe brochure just about anywhere at the railway station or at a lot of shops or at the Brighton Fringe venue shop itself. The visual arts get a really strong look in too. There's a lot of spaces that the artists can use. And so the Italian Job at Naked Eye Gallery is an exhibition curated to show you the work of five exceptional Italian artists. And without leaving Britain, you can get a feel for Italian work. And they're featuring photograph, wood sculpture, ceramics and paintings. It's free, not ticketed, and just basically for the opening hours of Naked Eye Gallery, and that's on the Western Road. And another one that's quite tempting, the Psychedelic Dream Temple at Point One Coffee. And it's a nomadic gallery, and it's born from Jonathan West's desire to bring visionary and psychedelic art into greater awareness. It's a showcase of some of the world's most talented artist and a platform to inspire creativity. So again, I think one of my reasons for visiting the Fringe is to get inspired myself. And I think if you're in Brighton, just standing on the beach and watching the world go by, even if you don't have a ticket for anything, really does let the Fringe come up to you with lots of visuals happening around. But there are some specific workshops that you can take part in whilst you're at the Fringe. There's also tours to give you an interactive experience of the city, and they range from aquarium history tour, embassy court tours, the Brighton story, the original city tour, and the glitter tour of Brighton and Greek mythology, notorious women of Brighton. So it's just great to really find a new way to look at perhaps a place that you already knew and to see something that you might have missed, and a little glitch in history that just shows things in a different light. So if you are an artist, whether it's of theatre or writing or visual arts, then the workshops are really useful, because not only are equity there with things like fighting for a fair Fringe, taking the stress out of tax for freelancers, which is something that a lot of people would find useful. That's on the 12th of May at Sweetworks, 2 p.m. It's free and lasts 90 minutes. And if you can't make any of these, it might be worth looking at the equity site to see if there's any advice there too. But other things, autobiographical storytelling workshop, that's on the 22nd of May at Sweetworks on Middle Street. And that's a playful and dynamic workshop to provoke a memory from your life. And I think that's the overriding inspiration that I get from the Fringe. It creates memories. It's something to fill your larder with, to draw on. And sometimes, even if you don't come away with a fully formed poem or whatever you went to create, you've filled up your imaginary store cupboard with images and all sorts of things. If you want more fun at your workshop, then Dancing with the Star, the wonderful Melvin Brown, is at the Warren 1st till the 3rd of June with his legendary song and dance man workshops. If you want to tap, take your shoes and enjoy that. And if you want to have a direct workshop on acting, then try Julian Caddy's workshop at the Rialto Theatre on the 20th of May. And so that's going to give you some improv ideas and also some lecture to bring out the confidence in your work. So hopefully that's given you a little bit of a survey of what's on store for you. If you can make it down to Brighton Fringe until the 2nd of June, there's hundreds of shows to choose from. These were my take, but obviously dive in and find something that you love. And sometimes just going to the most random event or just watching the world go by can really create a creative connection that's really strong, particularly when you're relaxing with an ice cream on the pier. So whatever your next festival is that you're going to, whether it's local, far away, or online, or just creating your own, then I wish you lots of inspiration. If this has helped, do leave me a comment or like and subscribe, and I look forward to talking again soon. And here's to your inspiration and your success.